few people have asked me if that epitaph is appropriate, given that Caitlin was murdered as a consequence of her reckless pursuit of a gang of killers. I tell them I was never a fan of Ayn Rand, but the old hypocrite got that one right. And if there was a moral or lesson in Caitlin's death, I'm too thick to see it. If you want to make sense of this world, don't come to me for answers. I'm fresh out. I stand on the high bluff over the river most every day, trying and failing to piece my life back together as winter changes to spring and my father's murder trial approaches. Dad's being held in protective custody in Louisiana by the FBI. He wasn't allowed to cross into Mississippi to attend Caitlin's funeral. I'm told he beat his arthritic hands against the bars of his cell when he got word that Sheriff Billy Byrd would jail him in Natchez if he crossed the river. Beat them until he broke some bones in his right wrist. I don't know for sure. I haven't spoken to him since Caitlin died. Forrest Knox is buried on family land, the former Valhalla hunting camp. Last week, I parked my car on the shoulder of Highway 61 and hiked in alone, my pistol in my right hand, and searched.